and gentlemen, 2 weeks ago, the European Commission sets out its policy response to the challenge of the rising food prices faced by both developed and developing countries. In the first instance, we need to mitigate the immediate effects of the food price shock. We stand ready to scale up the European Union's contribution to the global effort to tackle the effects on poor populations in the developing world as well as within the European Union. In parallel, we need to boost agricultural supply. Strengthening agricultural research and building knowledge will enhance productivity growth within the agricultural sector. New crop varieties, improved cropping systems, more efficient use of water, greater resistance to diseases and environmental stress are amongst the ways forward to put global agriculture on a sustainable footing. In that context, the European Commission will maintain an open and vigilant GMO policy. Finally, we need to address the crisis on international level. Strengthening of agricultural policies and investments are necessary to ensure a lasting supply response in developing countries. My colleague Louis Michel will discuss how to position agricultural higher on the political and economic development agenda. We will also continue to promote an open trade policy and work towards an early conclusion of the Doha Round, which provides significant new market opportunities for developing countries. And this would help to generate export income, stimulate agricultural production, and facilitate access to foodstuffs, and thereby alleviating the current food price hikes. I think we all look for a balanced solution on this Doha round, but I must say that I cannot hide that I'm a bit worried on the latest developments that we have seen from Geneva. But all parts of this comprehensive policy response are essential. They actually need to go hand in hand. And we broadly support FAO's reflection document that outlines options to immediate prevent human suffering and induce a rapid production response in order to rebalance global supply and demand for food. 2 weeks ago, the European Commission also unveiled its health check of the Common Agricultural Policy. And we intend to build further on the reforms from 2003, taking into account the challenge that we now face in a situation where we have 27 member states. For close to two decades, reform of the Common Agricultural Policy have increased market orientation. With decoupling the link between support and production, we have simply broken up this link, and farmers can now respond to market signals and increase production as a reaction to the higher prices. And importantly, the coherence with policies for development and trade has greatly increased. The health check proposal will pull further in this direction. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Common Agricultural Policy is part of the solution to ease the global pressure for food prices. It's not part of the problem. The topic of biofuels has dominated the food price debate. The European Union currently uses less than 1% of our cereal production to produce biofuels. And the European Union advocates sustainable biofuel production at international level and sustainability criteria is key for the future, for the feature of the Commission's proposal for the Renewable Energy Directive covering greenhouse gas, biodiversity and land use impacts. And this will include regularly monitoring and reporting on economic, on social and on environmental impacts. And we encourage similar sustainability criteria outside the European Union, and we actively promote the global development of both the first, both the second and the third generation of biofuels produced from feedstock other than food crops. I sincerely believe that there's also a positive angle to today's situation. High commodity prices could provide an opportunity to many food-producing countries, especially in Africa. With the right policy responses, we can loosen the constraints on the most vulnerable countries and their people. But to prevent a similar situation in the long term, we simply need to act now. And the European Union will be a contributor of ideas and actions to this front. Thank you very much.